T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Kiss98.5, a radio.com station. So excited to talk to Reed Ferguson of the Buffalo Bills. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Tell me what it was like on the plane after the win.
Oh, my goodness. We were thrilled. And obviously, you know, upon landing, seeing the greeting that we got at the airport was amazing. I remember a couple of years ago, coming back from Miami when we clinched, when we made it to the playoffs to break the drought.
Mm-hmm.
All the fans were crazy then at the airport, but this time around, I think the fans were probably a bit more excited.
I would say so. How far into, like, when they were, like, actually the plane lands and then you guys are going to get off the plane, when did you, like, wow, there's a lot of people there?
I think right when they pulled up to the gate where we get off, we could see out one side of the plane and we saw the amount of people. And that was the first thing that came to my mind, was just, holy moly, there's so many people here, like so many more than there ever has been when mm-hmm. we've landed, you know, after a big win or something. But yeah, it was incredible to see, and we all loved it.
So walk me through some of the emotions, happiness, pride, just it has to, like, move through your body. What did you feel at that time, Reed?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'd say it was probably everything, all of the above. I mean, we were obviously excited to get the win and bring that division title back to the fans, of course. But, you know, we were thrilled to see our fans, since we haven't really gotten to interact with them a ton this season. So really, you know, like I said, it was real important and exciting for us to bring that home and to celebrate with the fans, even if it was just for a short time.
Does it concern you that Josh Allen throws a football like Buddy the Elf throws a snowball?
I did see that video. Yeah, no, that's hilarious. It wouldn't surprise me if Elf is a mainstay on Josh's TV this time of year.
How about you? Are you watching Christmas movies? Are you in the Christmas spirit?
Absolutely, yeah. My wife and I have had the Christmas tree up since the day after Thanksgiving. So
awesome.
That's kind of rule of the household around this time of year. So we've definitely had the Christmas tree up, all the garlands and wreaths, you know. So she kind of likes to go all out. But, yes, definitely Christmas movies. I admittedly am a big Elf fan myself. That's really the only one that I'll watch probably multiple times every year.
You would know the best way to spread Christmas cheer.
Singing loud for all to hear.
Bingo!
Well done.
Yes!
You are a fan of Elf. You're from Georgia. How would we know that you're a Georgia native if we looked at your house? Like, is there something? Is there 24/7 grits on the griddle? Like, what are you doing?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I don't know if we have a little, I don't know, all we have is a little Bills flag out by the front door. I don't know if there's anything that says Georgia. Probably the amount of peaches that we eat,
yes.
or that I eat probably throughout the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, Erica, makes a great peach pie, peach cobbler, so...
Mm.
Yeah, it's great. Probably the amount of peaches on the inside of the house.
Is there pressure to get her just the right gift?
Well, not this year, considering she gave me a pretty easy list. I we got one of the Peloton bikes.
Oh, yes.
So that was pretty easy. That came in about a month ago, so she's been using it. So Christmas was a little easier for me this year, but I had to go get her some extra stocking stuffers this week just to make sure I rounded out the Christmas spirit the right way.
You're lucky you got a Peloton like actually delivered, because they're on back order. It's hard to get.
Oh, well, we ordered ours a couple months ago, so we definitely did our due diligence in waiting time for sure.
Reed Ferguson of the Buffalo Bills on with us. So New England and Miami, two big games. If we hadn't already clinched the division, but they're always big games, how do you keep the drive alive? Like, you know, you don't want to peak too early before the playoffs. Like, what's the mindset at One Bills Drive?
Right. I think, having the division kind of in your back pocket already, I think it's still important to keep looking forward and continue to want to play your best football going into the playoffs. Like you said, it's important not to peak too early. You want to be playing your best ball this time of year. So I think I think all the guys realize how important that is and how important it is for us to continue to keep rolling, you know, as we make our way and host that first playoff game.
Who are you not going to park next to? Because we're going to get a bad storm starting tomorrow night. So Christmas Day into Saturday, we're going to have a lot of snow. Who will you not park near because they cannot drive in the snow yet?
Well, I think the first one that might come to mind is the rookie kicker, Tyler Bass. I think he's down. He's from the down south like I am. So I think, he might have to take a year and get used to it.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's a lot of guys on the team that have never been in snow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we've got a handful of new guys this year, and I don't know if a lot of cars are equipped to maybe deal with the amount of snow that it sounds like we're going to get over the weekend.
Yep.
Would you bring him a shovel as a little gift? Like, here, you'll need this for the weekend? Like, how does that work?
I might have to go swing by the store on the way home today and pick up a handful of shovels and hand them out tomorrow. That's what it sounds like I need to do.
Tell me, as a long snapper, are you visualizing what you're going to do in this game?
Absolutely. Yeah, I do. I do a lot of visualization the night before the game and then morning of the game. That's been pretty consistent for my routine the past couple of years. But, it's this is my fifth year in Buffalo. So, the games are coming a bit more naturally to me now, to where I'm just more comfortable with going out there and competing. So just being able to, like I said, visualize on Saturday night and Sunday morning whenever we're playing has been real helpful to me and has contributed to some of my success thus far.
I'm most fascinated by special teams. How do you know you're good at that one thing? Because it seems to run in your blood. It seems to run in the family. Like, at what point do you decide, I'm really good as a long snapper? This is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I started snapping in eighth grade and went to a handful of camps locally down in Georgia. And really put in the work with my dad and kept practicing and just continued to get better. And I think it was probably maybe my junior year when I started getting some interest from colleges. And I think that's kind of when it clicked that this is something that could take me as far as I wanted it to. So, I'm definitely blessed to be in the position I am, but also, on the other side, happy to see also the success of my brother down in Miami as well.
LSU, you played 4 years there. That's a kind of a legendary place. Good alumni there. Good parties when you go back pre-COVID.
And first thing I think of when you ask me that is the tailgating. When I got to go back for about 3 years when my brother played. When I was up here in Buffalo, I'd go back on the bye week. Usually they had, fortunately they had a home game most years. So I was able to get back and see a lot of people and definitely do the tailgating. And that's obviously a ton of fun. So, great place to play. Love playing down there at LSU. Went from went from playing in really hot down there to a bit chilly up here. So yeah. That's why I like to compare the two places.
So you're able to get your teammates around and tell them what it's like to actually have fans in the stand. What stands out the most to a Bills game with fans?
I think probably the first thing that comes to mind is, I think when you're running out of the tunnel, out for the opening kickoff, the music's going, the fans are going nuts and all that good stuff. So I think that's kind of the thing that I miss the most. And obviously the, big plays and stuff like that, having fan reactions to, whether we throw a touchdown or we get a big sack, something like that. Missing those big fan reactions is kind of what we're missing most. But fingers crossed that we'll get them back in the stadium soon.
There's a lesson in everything we live in life. What do you think 2020 has taught you?
Definitely be thankful for. You know what you have and who you have in your life. I think just taking some reflection time, probably more often than I was doing, just to sit back and reflect on, exactly what I said, how far I've come, how blessed I am to be in the position I am, but also on the flip side, how thankful I am to have a bunch of the good people I have in my life and how how fortunate I am to be able to try and give back and help support some of these local places that have been struggling through mm-hmm. 2020.
Are you connected with any organizations locally specifically that you help out in Western New York?
Sure, yeah. So the Punt Foundation is a great one that I've been partnering with since I've been here in Buffalo. Brian Mormon started that when he played here, and the specialists and a few of the tight ends. I know Lee Smith is very involved as well, but that's the Punt Foundation is one that I really like to do a lot of work with. They help children and families that are dealing with pediatric cancer. So, not this year, but in years past, I've been able to go visit some of the children down at Oshai Children's Hospital downtown. So that's always a blessing when I can go down there and visit with some of the kids. But I've done my cleats a couple years for the My Cause, My Cleats for mm-hmm. the Punk Foundation. So,
awesome.
Very, very near and dear to my heart.
Is your mom going to wear like a jersey cut in half like they do when you got two boys on two different teams?
She actually did that when we went down to Miami for week two, because they've obviously been able to have fans for, I believe, the whole season. Yeah. So that game, there's definitely a picture somewhere. But, she had split jersey half and half. I think I got the right side of the jersey, I got the left side of the jersey, because I argued that I was the favorite son because I was covering her heart.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Oh, that's a good way to play that. I love it.
I've heard the term humble and hungry, and I think it matters the most this year. What does that mean to you when Coach says stay humble and hungry? How do you follow through with that that command?
Sure. So I think, kind of the first off, I think the shirts that we got nail it down pretty good. They say one, not done. Mm-hmm. The shirts we got after winning in Denver, I think, you take 24 hours, celebrate the victory, celebrate all the hard work that it took to kind of get in the position we're in right now. But also sit back and realize, that's just the first step, right? So obviously the ultimate goal is to make it all the way and win the last game in the Super Bowl, but winning your division and making the playoffs is the first step. So we know the challenges that are ahead of us, and that's what we're prepping to take care of.
Are you excited for Monday Night Football? I mean, how can you not be? Prime time.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we're coming off a string of, I guess Monday night would be the last bit of a string of a bunch of primetime games in a row. So I think it's been fun, certainly for us, but also for the fans to see us on prime time in front of the whole country, and have Bills fans kind of be able to show their team off when they're winning.
We're all so proud of you. What's your message to Bills Mafia?
Man, Bills Mafia, just know that the players, we love you. We appreciate all that you guys are doing. Just know that we miss you, and we will hopefully, fingers crossed, see you very, very soon.
Get it done Monday night. Thanks, Reed. Nice talking to you.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Reed Ferguson of the Buffalo Bills on KISS 98.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.